make it official, before whispering in her ear, "That has a lovely ring to it." Rebecca laughs, then finds herself repeating the words out loud. "Rebecca Dawson. I like it. It suits me." "He's right," she thinks. "It sounds perfect." Each letter rolling slickly from her tongue as she allows Jamie to wrap himself around her. The broadness of his arm and shoulders cocooning her into the warmth of his embrace. As if he's shielding everyone else in the room so they can have this one last intimate moment all to themselves. They kiss. For a few seconds, it feels as if there's no one else in the room, only the two of them in a world of their own. Though it wasn't hard to pretend they were alone when they were accompanied today by only their two witnesses. But Jamie had insisted on a small, intimate ceremony, and Rebecca knew why. He'd done all this for her. He'd sacrificed his chance of a lavish white wedding, just so it didn't magnify any wounds for Rebecca. So she wouldn't have to walk into a room full of strangers and see her side of the church sitting empty. Another reminder of the loss she'd endured in her life, a past filled with so much pain. He'd listened when she'd told him about losing her parents at such a young age, how she'd suffered a lonely upbringing and care with no other real family in her life to speak of. She knew this was his gift to her. This wedding with just the two of them and their witnesses. He hadn't even invited his own mother. He did that for her, broken his mother's heart, no doubt, to help protect hers. Even so, when she'd first walked in and seen Jamie standing at the end of the short make-do aisle, she'd faltered for a few seconds. Her feet stuck to the floor, unmoving as her eyes swept across the brightly lit ceremony room, the huge earthy fireplace that lined one wall, and the rows of bookshelves at either side of her. The room seated 20 people at most, but only two chairs were taken up by their witnesses, Lisa and Michael. The sight of so many empty undressed seats made her flinch. She second-guessed herself, just for a split second, wondering if they were doing the right thing. Because as much as Rebecca had hoped for this, as much as she'd prayed for this, the haste of Jamie's proposal had actually caught her off guard. She'd never expected it all to happen so quickly. A whirlwind of romance, some would say, marrying merely 3 months after they'd met. Others more cynical may say a whole lot more. They might think Rebecca was a gold digger, or that Jamie was blinded by lust, or that perhaps she was pregnant, and this was a shotgun wedding. But it didn't matter what others thought, Jamie had said the day he'd surprised her with an engagement ring, down on one knee. Because this was different. They were different. She hadn't thought twice about saying yes, throwing her arms around him, kissing him hard and crying tears of happiness before joking that they might as well do it quickly, before he changed his mind. Just weeks later, here they were, standing in the Mayfair Marylebone room at the library, as husband and wife. "I'm your family now," Jamie said softly, taking Rebecca's hand and holding it to his lips, which made Rebecca want to weep. Because she knew he meant it. That Jamie would be true to his promise. That he would look after her. That this time it would be different. It was all so perfect that even now there were moments she just wanted to pinch herself. To check this wasn't all just some cruel dream that she'd awake from at any moment. Finding herself back there. Back in the darkest depths of despair from which she'd fled. How life could change so quickly. So dramatically. In such a short space of time. Rebecca Dawson. She was someone else now. And she couldn't wait to start their new life together. In Jamie's home. Their home, she reminds herself, thinking of Jamie's constant reassurances. Staring down at the white gold band on her finger, the sparkling diamond glistened there next to it. She smiled to herself. This was all real. This was happening. No more living out of hotel rooms. No more having to hide away from the world. She could leave all that darkness behind her now. This was the fresh start she'd been longing for. And the day just proceeded to get better and better. Their wedding breakfast was at Claridge's, of course. "Nothing but the best for my beautiful wife," Jamie had declared as they'd sat in the beautifully decorated restaurant. Rebecca's dress dazzling in the light from the striking Chihuly glass chandelier that hung down above them as they toasted their good fortune with the finest champagne. They guzzled it down greedily, both giddy with happiness. Rebecca stared around the room in awe, glad that despite their ceremony being small,